the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I am joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Prince Dwayze. What's going on, James?
See how this nigga emphasized and Prince Dwayze. He's like, I ain't never done this way. I've had to say two names, bro. he's like, it's been forever.
I was just about to say that. Yo, it's been a long time since I've heard two names.
Yeah.
Two names a man saying, bro.
You're... Facts. It's either hey, Bilo Mike Just or Dwayze of Lays. But nah, yeah, we
today,
back.
Everybody, like, whole gang. Nah, no, must be DZ.
We back. What's going on?
For Lauren the Glue. He called us in today and we're like, show up.
It's a big one.
He scolded us. He said, you guys are lazy.
Yeah.
We have to. It's a big one today. We'll have to be here. But yeah, guys, we're back. And yeah, I had to have everyone here because we're doing the big one. Tony Diamond. Red October induction.
Induction. Yo,
induction. You know it was. So yeah. I mean, what can we say? We've spoken about Tony before, on and off the pod. And so knowing how you guys feel about Tony and how I feel about Tony, I just felt like it was right that we all be here today together for this one. So yeah, I want to hear from you guys, man. What are your thoughts on Tony as an artist? And what were your expectations going into this one?
Yeah, man. So, Tony Diamond, dog, I think... Let me put it this way. Obviously knew of him. Because Usmamane, during the process with like 19th and obviously 20th and, you know, some singles here and there. Tony has always been like a feature, a constant feature. So I think it's been, you know, like my biggest thing has always been like, okay, who's Tony for real? Like, you know, it's always the bra and the feature or whatever, but like, who is he for real? And obviously he dropped a single, Whoa, which took off the one with Usmamane and Okay Malum Cool Cat. And still within that, I felt like that was still the Tony Usmamane kind of, you know, thing. And obviously I was still very curious or interested to see Tony by himself and what that sounds like or what that entails. And yeah, man, with this project, I think this was that, bro. Like, I think, you know, this was definitely an introductory like project. I mean, it's in the title, and I think this was the perfect way to kind of just introduce yourself, you know. Obviously the song Brass from KZN. One thing that I love now with these new age rappers is that they're so like in touch with isiZulu, dog, and you know, just Usigo and all those things. So it's like the fact that the introduction comes in, you know, and in certain pockets and in certain songs, if you're a bro from KZN listening to this, like this feels like a very like special home. Project. Yeah, it feels like home, bro. And yeah, man, like, this was beautiful, dog. Like, there were so many good tracks, you know, some good features on here. And I think he, as much as there were quite a few features here, I feel like he allowed himself some space to breathe in terms of providing us with songs where it's just him as well. Or even if it's not as many, but it's songs that were super, super personal to the point where you no longer have to be like, okay, why are there so many features here? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that was a concern that Dwayze and I had in our previous review, you know, that kind of vibe. But yeah, man, this was a great introduction, man. I really, really love this project.
Definitely, bro. I agree with you fully, wholeheartedly. Yeah, man, when it comes to Mr. Daimani, I definitely think, you know, this guy has something special. I always say to C's, like, bro, this guy just has an aura, a demeanor about him. Like, there's just something that, you know, you can see, now this guy, you know, you just, he feels authentic, you know. It doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like he's trying to be somebody, you know. This almost feels like it's a, what do you call it, like an autobiography almost, bro. You know, it feels very personal. It feels like it touches on a lot of sides of him, you know. I like, you know, I always love albums, especially albums like this, where you're introducing yourself, your music, your style, where you're from, who you are. like, I love it when you're able to spread that across your album and make me feel sort of engaged throughout. So I think Tony did that very well. Another thing, like Mpilo said, it felt very organic and natural. It didn't feel like we're trying to make, you know, a trap album in Germany or something. You know, it felt like Germany. We're supposed to feel like, oh. I'm just saying, like, you know, some people try to take it too left.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know? Ish, guys, just hold on. Alarms are ringing here. But anyway, yeah, man. I think he did what he was supposed to do. I think he introduced himself the right way. With me, like, I guess I was introduced to him on Big Boy. Like, the EP dropped, I think, was 23. And I really checked that out because of C's. Because C's always, like, C's has been pushing Tony and Usmane, bro. Mm-hmm. And for a long time. And a lot of this time I was sleeping. I can't lie to you. Like, I would hear them dog, and I'm like, ah, cool, cool. You know? But I remember when I really sat down and listened to Big Boy, and I was like, nah, who is this G, bro? Like, so for me, I think he really delivered on this project. Good features. Although I have a bit of a similar problem with this project as to which I had with Usmane, just in terms of the sequencing in some places was just not, I don't feel all the way there. But for me, it was a lot better than the other, but whatever. Yeah, so all in all, bro, I think this was a strong project, strong debut. And yeah, man, let's get into it.
Tony D, Red October, Induction. First track is Induction, featuring Zawadi Yamungu. This was a proper introduction. How you guys say? What are you saying? How are you feeling about this intro? Because for me, it just, I don't know. It put me in like the headspace of
the right headspace, yeah.
Where we are going with this album. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, like, yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. Alright, then let's do it. Yeah. You know? But yeah, how are you guys feeling about this one?
I won't lie, dog. Like, me as a Zulu bro, dog. I think, nah. Like, right. Every time I hear, like, you know, to some extent, like Umgoma, or like, you know, Itagazelo, and like that kind of, like, there's like chills down my spine, bro. Like, every time I hear that type of shit, like,
the roots,
yeah, because it genuinely is like it's a roots thing. Yes. It's like a where I come from. It's a, and you know what? Obviously, in my case, you know, maybe a bit whitewashed. In terms of my upbringing and whatnot, but like, you know, the fact that even when I hear it, like, it still resonates, bro. And when I heard this, like, for me, it was like, okay, now we really gonna get to know this bra. And I think, you know what, the sequencing here from this going into Kupuga, which was also like, you know, contextual, was a where I came from kind of thing. Like, it really just made so much sense. Like, this is how you open it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So for me, yeah, man, shout out this one, Kupuga as well, which we'll get into, but yeah, shout out.
Yeah, so Whitey here did the things, brought that feeling we needed, you know. Just like Mpilo was saying, it made it authentic. It made it, you know, it wasn't trying to be something it wasn't. I like the fact that it also had like a transitionary, you know, it kind of went into hip hop slowly. So it's almost like it's taking you from that spiritualness and bringing you closer to Tony. Like, it just, the way they did it, the way they thought it out, I think was really perfect. Yeah, man, I don't want to say too much, but yeah, this was a good intro. So far, so good.
Yeah, I have to agree, man. Like, this is, you know, it's the roots, bro. It's just, it's got that thing. And I think even just the way Tony delivers it. Dre's was talking about how Tony has a demeanor. You know, like a certain demeanor, and bruh, it comes across, yeah, like you can really feel it.
Especially towards the end, bruh.
Yeah, you know, like you can really feel it, bro.
Okay,
we're getting into it now, you know? I'm like, yeah, let's go, dude. And I was there, but I'm like, yeah, more, sure, I'm there, but shout out to the dog.
These silly guys.
My thing one. You know? But back to what Dwayne was saying, it's a nice transition into the next song, Kupuga. You know? which again, a very interesting song, because it's like this, he's rapping in Zulu over like Spanish guitar.
Spanish, yeah.
Which was like crazy to me at first. I'm like, what's going on here? In like the best way possible.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? But still,
this song it's them Maskandi ties, though, bro. Hey, maybe.
Yeah, I was just about to say. That Maskandi vibe.
That was it. But nah, man, Ukupuga, I think, was dope. I think what I liked about this one was just like, in its truest form, like, this is just, like, it's simple. You know, even with the chorus, you know, manjinga kupuga, like it's so simple. It's but it's very hitting to the point. You know, you sucked into the story, and obviously the introduction did really well in doing that. So, yeah, man. And I think still, again, in terms of sequencing, I know Dwayze will probably, he did point it out some, but like these first three, like going from kupuga with that lower tone, and then now switching it, it feels like it goes, let me put it this way, like we started with the roots, nah, then we started with the upbringing, and then umlazi pe with umlazi mila, like it now goes into like a more modern, you know what I mean, like the story kind of starts with a flashback in black or whatever, and then it kind of goes in umlazi baby kind of feels like present day
almost,
and then it's like, fuck, okay, the album's here now we on, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, I really like how that made me feel and how that kind of went about. But yeah, man, shout out.
Yeah.
So yeah, with Kupuga, bruh, like songs like these, I always gravitate towards these type of songs, bro. They're always my standouts on projects like these, bro. If we're gonna connect, then give me songs like these. Of course, giving us a bit of the journey, like his inspiration, you know. I just love to hear what inspired him to get to this place, what drove him, his motivations and all that. I think we get a nice feel to that on this track. And yeah, even like those harmonies towards the end, like I love how natural they also sound. They don't like, this is back to that Germany reference. Like sometimes you're hearing a project, right? You might be going for a certain feel, but the way it's delivered might make it feel like it's somewhere else, from somewhere else. So if, I don't know if you get what I mean, but this just feels like authentic. Those voices seem like those are the right voices for this track, you know? So yeah, man, I really like this track. Yeah, like Cez was saying, I just like the production there, coming with isiZulu over like some Spanish type, you know, strings there. So yeah, this was nice, bro. This was really nice.
And then we get into Lazy Baby. Yeah, this song deserves to be pushed all over, man. Like,
yeah, boo.
Anthem,
yeah,
sure.
La boo.
Dude, yo. Nah, dog. This is fire. You know, like, this is fire, dog. I'm not from Mlazi, but like knowing Mlazi and, you know, knowing the kind of people out there, it's like, yeah.
This people from Mlazi seems cool, bro. Like, they're just cool guys.
Like, yeah, bro, this, to me, this was really good. And yeah, I think Tony, you know, he was rapping here, man. He was saying some really cool things. And yeah, there's some memorable lines. I'm just trying to think of them for now, but like, yeah, I want to hear you guys. What are your thoughts on Lazy Baby?
Yeah, man, I really enjoyed the song. I think this was definitely an anthem, bro. Like, I can, like, with that chant, even the way they do the lapo and everything with that chanty type of energy, like, it's super upbeat, super catchy. You know, I feel like like you should feel a way listening to this, like there's ties, dog, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah
man, this was really, really cool. I like this one.
Yeah, so I don't have too much to say different from you guys, but I will say, this might be controversial, but I will say, you see all the features like going up until I would say Wishlist, Hey, actually, let me not put it like that. Let me just do one by one. That's a bit confusing. But yeah, when it comes to this track for me personally, like she's saying, it definitely gives you that, like, it gives you that hit cypher vibe. You know, those cypher type of vibes that, you know, they have that hit element to it, that anthem element. Let me not say hit, but that anthem. So yeah, man, I do agree with C's on that one. However, for me, I don't know, it makes more sense to put OK Maloom on this track. Even the vibes, double.
Mm-hmm.
Like the vibes of Mlazi Baby, everything, the way he's sort of coming into the, like, he's the young Mlazi Baby, like young Mlazi Milano type of vibe, you know. So I think it would have been nice to have Maloom on here for me personally. But yeah, that's really the craziest point I have on this.
Yeah, I like the song, man. There's that other switch he did when he was rapping, and I don't know what it was, but like there was just something about it. Even like the beat sort of had like a slight change a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think when you're saying many verses given out, something. But just the way that he said that, for me, I was like, yeah, dude, like he's, you could tell that he was having fun when he was making this song. And I think that's also really important. And I always say this to artists, like, as listeners, we can tell when you're feeling it. You know, we can always tell when you're in your zone, you know?
Yeah.
When you weren't just reading lyrics just for the sake of reading lyrics for recording. Like, you were really into it.
Yeah.
And I can feel the energy coming through on this one. And he had some funny lines too on this one. They say they got the juice, la bafana ba petit sweet eight. Like, sweet eight is such a specific reference.
I didn't even catch that one.
It is such a specific reference that, like, dude, bro, I had to laugh at that.
Oh, Lord.
When was the last time I heard that, you know? Hey, bro, sweet eight, dude.
Hey, dude. Don't take
me. Sweet, no, but that one, dude. Yo, shout out to you guys still, bro.
That's attrition.
Hey, shout out to Drinko Pop, man.
Yeah,
you guys carried us for years, bro.
Hey, bro.
But anyway.
Can't doubt what it did for us, bro.
The next one was, yeah, featuring OK Maloom and Beast RSA. What are you guys saying about these? This was with the rapping.
Yeah, man. I think
rapping. Yeah.
Yeah, this was nice. I don't know. Not particularly my favorite. I don't know if it was more so just from the beat. I don't know, because it's just the trappy. I don't know, but like I just didn't. Like, it was cool. It was good in terms of the raps and stuff. But I think overall, like it just, this one didn't really hit for me. I can't lie to you. So that's all I can really say.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, it wasn't really my favorite. It didn't really hit for me. Laid back, interesting production, but still nothing too crazy. I think there was one thing I did like that he said, just one random bar where he was saying, hard to gain respect when you're rapping in Vinick. And it's funny because I feel like he's gained so much respect for rapping in Vinick, you know? So it's nice to kind of see that change. And for him to finally be getting that love, because we do know there was a time when it was like, to rap in Vinick was like, ah, come on, bruh, you know, we don't really fuck with that. Everyone wanted to be American, so it's nice that now everyone can be themselves, bro, you know, and everyone can, they can switch if they want, they can switch languages, they can, you know, so I really like the fact that hip hop has evolved to that point here. Good luck, like, because also in SA hip hop, we need that, bro. We can't just keep doing American things and expect to, you know, make it overseas in America. So I like the fact that we're being more organic. But yeah, and also with this track, so I said with the last track I would have put OK Maloom and Beast on that one, because that gave me more of a cipher. So I think I would have put them there, and then I would have moved the Quest and the Usumane onto this one, just because I feel like the beat kind of suits them more, you know. But yeah, that's just my take.
I think Beast carried on this song.
Yeah,
once again, I think he understood just what the album was about. And so, like, even a lot of his references we're very much, you know, specific to like a lot of KZN culture, which was cool. But yeah, I agree with a lot of what you guys have said. It's not, you know, the best song on the album, but it's, yeah, I understand why it's there, and I understand specifically why OK Maloom and Beast are on the song together. But yeah, Wishlist was the next one, which featuring Smaman, Nequesta and Younger Chief.
Bro, I won't lie, it's still so crazy how like these niggas are the OGs now, bro. Like it's so crazy. Nah, to see like, and that's the thing, we spoke about this in the Smaman episode, but it's like to see Questa, Younger, or OK Maloom's, and then on a track list, and then being like, yeah, these are the OGs now. Like Osmaman, Il Tony are the kids. Like, that's crazy. But dope. Just shows that you niggas are old, really. But
crazy.
Yeah, what are you guys saying? How are you feeling about Wishlist?
Yeah, no, man. I think Wishlist, for me, I think seeing the lineup was definitely very interesting, because it was like Smaman, Younger, Questa, Tony. I was like, four niggas on the track? Let's see. But yeah, man, I think I really, really like this. I think Questa, I actually think Questa, and I really enjoy Questa and Younger's verses on this. This was really cool. I think for me, it was very interesting to, because I'm not gonna say like this is not their world or not something that they can't do, but I think, you know, this is very much like a SA hip hop of today kind of sound, you know. So, you know, still seeing them mold into like this new wave to some extent, especially Questa on this track, I think was the most interesting thing for me. But yeah, man, overall, I think I really, really like this, man. Yeah, they all managed to space each other out quite well. And yeah, I think everyone showed up for this one, so I liked it.
Yeah, so with Wishlist, I really like this track, bro. I think, you know, again, type of album it is, these are the type of songs I want. I think, you know, it's always very, very crucial to always let people know, like, especially in your debut, bruh, just really who you are and what's going on. I think Tony has executed that so well, even up to this point in this project. When it comes to the features on here, I think it was okay. It was cool, but yeah, not too much to say about this one. I think it was a necessary track, and I think it did what it was supposed to do. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Was there features on this track, actually?
Yes, Smaman, Questa, and Younger Chief. Yes.
I was about to say, maybe I would look at the wrong track, but yeah, I remember. Questa was on this track. Yeah, it was cool, but I would have preferred that lineup on the previous track again. you know? But yeah.
I think what I agree with a lot what you're saying, Bilo, about how,
yeah,
you know, seeing, especially Questa, seeing him adapt to the new way of things, right? And Quest has always been a very generous OG. Like, he's always been willing to, you know, work with the next guy, the next kid. And so, I mean, he had a great verse.
100%.
It's not like he came on yet just like, oh, you know, I'm gonna take it lightly because it's you know, it's my youth. No, he like really went in, you know. But I just think Younger was insane on this.
I think they both really delivered, Brad. Nobody, they did what they were.
Here's what I'm gonna say, guys, and I think people don't realize this, but like, Younger hasn't really been putting out his own music. But if you just go back and look at every feature that he's done, you're gonna see a thread there that he just killed every single song. Bro. Like, go back 2 years, 3 years of Younger doing this exact thing. I promise you.
Younger's been killing features for so long.
Every feature that he gets on is just like, yo, come on, bro. Like, this man is going off, you know? But yeah. Also, I want to say, Smaman really came through on this one, because I remember on 19th, people were like, yo, dude, Tony got you there, bro. People were like, nah, Tony got you on that song. The one that they had. So it was nice to see him, you know, sort of get his lick back on this one a little bit, because I really enjoyed it, especially like that first part of Usman Mani's verse. The way he came into that thing was just crazy to me, dude. Smoking nigga like a cigarette, made it can't believe it. Boy in this street, I don't need beef, a kite, a little touch Tony Bellucci.
I love Usman's expressions. Nobody play with that like, Gucci. He nails like, the expression so just, well, bro. Dude.
Come on, bro. I was like, yeah, okay, you know? So I really like this song, man, because when I saw the lineup, I'm like, damn, this is, and I personally, I thought it lived up to expectations. Like, I was happy with it. Everyone came through, man. So yeah, shout out Wishlist.
Yeah, such a combusting lineup.
Dude, and they all came through, man.
Yeah, everyone came through. Yeah, or like, I underplayed the features for some reason, but they came through. They came through here.
The next one was
Tony. Tony had to have heard that call, bro. There's no ways.
He had to have heard that call.
Yeah, so it goes from that to Family Matters.
Yeah, man, I think.
What are we saying? How are we feeling?
I think this is an interlude, bro. I enjoyed this. Like, this was a nice little break, bro. I think. I actually like how the sounds here was super like spaced pretty in the sense of like Induction, Kupuga, that's two. Lazy Baby, Anthem, brah. Yeah, Wishlist, similar to Interlude, bah. Then Family Matters, long, like it felt like there was a different vibe every 2 to 3 songs. So from a listening perspective or full listening experience, I feel like it was nice to have these breaks and there was no points where it particularly felt monotonous. But in terms of this song, I think, yeah, man, Snai, the voice, honestly, killed. I think I like the production here, backing vocals. Like, this was a true performance, man. I really, really liked it. And I really liked how, you know, the message stayed the same. Because I think I was very interested to kind of hear how this would play out, because obviously it's like it's just her on this track. So yeah, man, I don't know, like it just fit, bro. Like it was really, it didn't feel like, I don't know how to put it, but like it really did fit, let's just put it that way. Yeah
it was almost like who's this, was it Swati on the first track?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just it's just fitting, bro. You know, just she did her thing, it fits the vibe. The, you know, it gives that interlude feel, intermission feel as well. It's nice, man. There's not too much I could say different from Bilo, but yeah, I think it's a necessary step in the process.
And then we've got Family Matters featuring Ngobi after that. Ngobias, which was, when I saw this one, I was also very curious about it because, you know, I know of Ngobi's music and like he's a well-respected artist in the scene. He's put in his work, he's put in his time, has some, I think like 2-3 albums now at some point. And he's always been like a sort of like a very soulful person, you know, in his music. And so already I knew what I was gonna get from this before I even press play. And yeah, it was a very heartfelt song. It's a special song in my opinion. It was nice to peel back the layers again into Tony's life, because I feel like a lot of these songs, especially like the introspective songs, we're getting context to who Tony is, really, beyond the bangers that he's given us, you know. And I feel like this was one of those songs where it felt like we are getting another side, we're peeling back the layers, getting more context to who Tony is. So yeah, how are you guys feeling about Family Matters featuring Ngobias?
Yeah, man, I really enjoyed this one. I think, yeah, you're right, Cez, in terms of like, this was just special, this was just heartfelt. And yeah, Ngobi honestly just came through. And yeah, Tony as well. I think this is just why I really enjoyed this project, is because he continued to, throughout this project, to spit about where he's from, where he came from, you know, and just continuing to provide us as the listeners more context on who he is, and I think the sounds and the people that he brought together to help him amplify that were really, really good picks, bro. Yeah, so I mean, I just, yeah, good things to say about this. This is really, really nice.
Shout out to Mwabi still. It was interesting to see that Usmamani had Usjava on his, and Tony had Ngobi, and for quite a while people have compared Ngobi to Usjava a little bit. So I thought it was interesting that they both got the OGs over here on this one, on the albums. But yeah, Grace, what are you saying about Family Matters featuring Ngobi?
Family Matters, Ngobi, like on this track, bro, like, yo, the vocals, I loved it. Felt so fitting, so homely. I just love the, you know, especially just the choice of features that Tony picked on this project, like, you know, just things that make sense, that feel organic. It's not like chasing the hugest names or anything, not to downplay, but just, it just feels like you'd rather give you quality over, you know, quantity on this. So that's what I like about this project, even if you can just see with the tracks, it's very concise. Really, probably kind of, if we think about it, 12, 11 songs, you know. So yeah, man, I just think another song where, you know, he's able to give us that look into his life, that insight, the hustle, the come up, you know, trials and tribulations. I'm always here for those, so I like this track.
And then we got Long featuring Usmamani once again. I wasn't sure about this song at first, I won't lie to you. The first time I heard it, I'm like, I wish they just could have rapped together, yeah. You know? I was like, why are you guys singing here? But the more I listen to this album, yeah, I get it now. I understand it
now. Alex, this is a banger, bro. I like this song. This song is, bro, I don't know what it is. Yeah, like, this song is fire, bro.
I know. This
and it's Tony that's singing that at the start. Because, like, when I heard this, I thought there were three niggas on the track. Cause I'm like, this guy's got, yeah. And there's Tony. I'm like, yo, Tony got vocals now. Like, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? But nah, bro, I think these guys killed the song. I think it is, you know, obviously we do be hating on the Afro BT. What? You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, man, this is just a nice little twist, bro. Like, this is cool. This is so cool.
Yeah.
What happened to Little Twist? But anyway, yeah.
Yo, this man is taking us back to 2008, bro.
I'm showing my age here, bro.
Come on,
bro. Bro, like, yeah, no. So for me, bro, yeah, this track, I had the same, shared the same sentiment with C's, bro. In the beginning, where I just felt like, but why is Usi coming with the singing on here? Why are boys singing to each other here? But, like, honestly, the more and more I play this song, the more I just love what they did on this, bro. I love how, like, Usi to me just floated, like, he has this weird way he's singing, is like, it's not the natural way of singing. It's like that Young Thugger, but then it still has that emotion, bro, you know? Like, this nigga got more emotion in his voice than Elaine, bro. You know, I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. I'm so sorry. But anyway, bro, like, yeah, man, I think Usi did his thing on here. Tony, if that was him singing, I also came with the vocals as well. Like, I didn't expect that for me. Like, yeah, that Afrobeat production, honestly not my favorite, but I do think they really set it up nicely. I do wish they got a bit more creative with the beat, because there was some changes, like, you know, towards the end of some bars where they flipped the beats a little bit. I was just like, yo, if they could just do that a bit more throughout the beat, that would have been crazy. But yeah, it was a good song. I enjoyed it. Definitely one of my faves, so yeah.
L-O-V-E featuring Nomfundo. Different song.
Yo, guys, this is my favorite song, bro.
Just putting it out there. Did a great job on this one. I like the song. I enjoyed it. How you guys feeling about
this? This is my favorite song. Oggs, like, yo, Oggs, the song, bro. It's not because a nigga feeding for love and shit, but like, bro, like,
crazy.
Unomfundo more, dog. She had that annoying song that was like trending for months. I remember, ta-na-na. Yeah, that one. I don't know. I forgot.
That song is nice.
No, it's a banger. But remember, it was like everywhere on TikTok. So like every time you sing, you know, so there's a point where it's like annoying. But every time I heard it, fire. So like Nomfundo, you knew from a vocal perspective, like insane, you know. Yeah. So like for me, I'm like, L-O-V-E, now it's a love song. I'm like, oh, I was curious, bro. I saw this shit, I was like, wow, Guan here. And then we get into the track. Firstly, that chorus is, oh, bro, the vocals are so heavy. Yo, so dog, like, yo, nah, Uggs, the song is so good, bro.
I don't feel love.
I think, nah, maybe it's just I have a knack for love songs in general, but.
No, you've always loved these type of songs.
Nah, fair. But this one here, guys, banger. Tony killed it. Like, it's just, yeah, man, 10 out of 10. Like two, all yeah, that shit, bro. This is that track, dog. This is that
some
track. It's too good, bro. This needs a video, bro. This needs a fucking video.
Yeah, hey, bro. Honestly, I would like to see visuals here. I would definitely like to see visuals.
I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna keep it short and simple because I feel like Bilo really expressed how I feel too, bro. Like, I love the song, bro. Like, as a love song, it definitely did what it needed to do, bro. That hook, yo. I just wish there was a slightly bit more harmonies there just to completely immerse me into the feeling. But it was still good. It was still really good, bro. I think Tony, just lyrically, for the lyricist Tony is, I think he could have got a bit more lyrical on this. It would have been nice to hear that. But here, he was just spitting his feelings. So I'm not going to, you know, give him too much on that. But, yeah, I really do like the song. It's definitely one of my favorite songs on the project. Such a lovely song, bro. Beautiful song, honestly.
Okay. Trappy Party featuring
AT. Ivo Vitsu, what do you think of the song? Velo Atuela, dog. What's going on here?
I said it's good, bro. I said it's a different side of Tony, guys.
Jay,
it's
good. Jay, like, good
job, good. Yeah, what do you mean, bro? Like, you should be having paragraphs about this track.
This is for Lauren, yeah, bro.
Nah.
Can't explain yourself.
Nah. Man, not on the love team. You know,
hey, Steve hates love. I don't know what's wrong
with
you.
A hater, bro.
This guy, bro.
Niggas a hater.
But yeah, Trappy Party featuring MT. Guys, I don't know, man. I know it's hook, bro.
I don't know what was going on with
bro,
this
song. This song for me was a bit all over.
And this one of them yeah. ones, right? Like, I feel like it's one of those songs where people are either gonna like really, really love it, or they're gonna be like, yo, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
I just enjoyed the hook. I thought it was like a very different, weird, experimental thing that he did. But yeah, I mean, other than that, it's what you would expect from a song featuring MT at this point.
I don't know if that's
how you guys feeling about Trappy Bite.
That's not a good
thing. About to say, what do you mean by that? Like, yeah, man, I don't know. The song for me, bro. Like, nah, like, that's this thing. I'm sorry.
This is crazy.
Nah, back to center. Yeah, back to center. Yeah, man, this song for me, I don't know, bro. Like, it was just, yeah, man.
Let me just take over. I see you finished, bro. That's his little finish, bro.
I'm sorry, bro.
Here for me, I can say, like, I personally didn't know what the fuck was going on. Because, like, to this point of this album, it's been almost flawless, bro. Almost flawless, if I think about it. Like, every song has hit. There's no misstep. Everything, even the songs that we said wasn't 100%, they still did the things, bro. Yeah, bro, for me personally, it was such a complete miss. Like, this whole song didn't even feel like, you know when you like go to a studio session there and then you link up with your mans and you're like, all right, let's record, and you record like four songs. This had to be like the worst of the four, because this, bro, I was like, nah, bro. This was terrible, bro. Like, everything about this song was bad, like, bro. And don't get me wrong, I'm only saying this because I love Utoni Daimani, bro. So this from Tony to me is like, nah, bro. Which is this one? So, like, the thing about C7 on MT, like, I know. For me personally, I expect way better from a song with MT, bro. Way better, bro.
So I don't know, man. It was unfortunate. It was really unfortunate for me to have this track. Also, it messed up the sequencing. This is where the sequencing went wrong for me too. Because how do you go from a song like from L-O-V-E to Trappy Party, dog? Ay, come on, bro.
Okay, fair. Like, yeah.
Yeah, come on, bro. So yeah, sequencing there. Well, that's where it really. That was like, hey, okay. But other than that, I guess it's a cool song. Like, just if you're having fun or whatever, you're not gonna think too much into it. Cool. But as for what I'm expecting from Tony, this is not it, bro.
Yeah, Trappy Bad in the Kunda. Understand? In the Kunda. In the Kunda.
I know. These guys, I don't know.
What and then MC comes in. Niggas think they're scared of me.
Bro, these guys are being serious, I promise you. I don't think they're being serious.
The biggest trapper in America.
I think they were just having fun. They were just like, let's just make a song.
I'm tired of laughing a bit.
Okay, howdy.
The next song was Lala, which, you know, it brings us back to the essence of the album.
Yes, thank you.
I liked how they used the sample on this one. And this was just another reminder of that Tony can carry a song by himself. He doesn't need to bring in a trapper every time or whatever, you know. So I like Lala. I think it's one of the best ones on the album. Really appreciate it. Yeah, what are you guys saying about Lala?
Yeah, Lala felt like is this a song that you freestyled on? It was the Biggest Culture.
Yeah.
From the previous project. Culture. Yeah, Lala felt like a Biggest Culture in the sense of like it was just two beats where they brought four, which are fucking fire, and then they just started rapping, bro. Like, it just gave me that kind of vibe. So for me, I really enjoyed Lala for that, dog. I think for what it is, this was a nice little song. So yeah, man. That's pretty much what I would say.
Yeah, I like what C said there, just saying that Utoni doesn't really need anybody on the track. He can carry this thing himself, really. And this is one of those where I feel like, yeah, it's a testament to that. You know, he really carried this one. He brought back the vibes, you know. I like the bounce here. I like his flow here. You know, I really like the flow here. Yeah, man, this just sounds more up his lane, more up his alley. There's a dope little sample in there. The production, like, this was fire to me, bro. Honestly, I would have rather put MT here, bro. You know, I'd have rather put MT on this track and just remove completely the last track. I think that would have been better. But yeah, as the only thing I'll say this beat is missing is that 808, because I feel like that's the thing which also, like Umpilo was saying, like Biggest Culture, that beat, like it's those soft beats, but then that like 808 sort of, you know, kick kind of brings it out more, bruh. So I wanted that, but it was still a really, really dope beat and dope production on here. But yeah, man, I really like this one. Thank you for restoring the vibes.
And technically the final song, See You Soon. I thought this was a great closer. Very introspective. And yeah, man, it's just, it goes back to that whole thing of demeanor, you know. The way he carries himself in songs, you can really feel it. And I thought that See You Soon was a cool song to close off the album. What do you guys say?
Yeah,
about
man,
See
I think,
Soon?
Yeah, definitely. To always, like for me, it is always a close off with these slower songs or more introspective songs. I think it always works, man. I think it's a perfect formula. And yeah, I think See You Soon is definitely just a testament to the entire project and just what we got from it. And yeah, I think it was a really nice closer.
So See You Soon, definitely I agree with that. Just nicely wrapping, putting a bow on it, sort of, on the project. I really like what he was spitting here. The only thing I can say, what I didn't really like, is that I've heard this freestyle before. And maybe this is a problem unique to me, but when I hear a freestyle, you freestyle like on radio or whatever, and then I hear it on another beat on your album, it's just like, ah, bruh, why? You know, you're wasting. You could have given us another verse, bro. You know, you're a writer, that's what you do. But yeah, man, that's the only thing I would say. If I hadn't heard this the first time, maybe if I hadn't heard him already spit these bars, I probably would have said, nah, this is crazy. But just, I guess that kind of took it away from me. But as a song as it is, I like that he closed it off like this. This was the right way to close it. There's a right way to sort of tone down the energy, because like the energy starts to turn up a bit towards the end randomly, which is strange to me.
But yeah, so yeah, this was cool. Mm. This was cool, man.
And then we had the bonus track Broke. Yeah, this was a banger. They could have used this and removed Trappy Party probably.
Yeah, probably that would be better.
Yeah, but other than that, it's a bonus. So I mean, what can I say about a bonus track, right?
Yeah.
Closing thoughts, guys. What are you saying? How are you feeling about Tony D, October, Red October?
Yeah, man.
Induction.
Yeah, I think this is a good project. I think this is a good introductory project. I think, you know, Tony, like I said at the start, was able to bring balance between features and balance between telling us who you are. I think there were a lot of great shining moments here, anthems, this, that, and the third, really. So yeah, I think this was definitely the perfect introduction. And I think overall, man, it's just really good to see KZN back on the map, and just seeing these guys just spin the block, man, because they're really, really putting in work. So it's great. So yeah, I'm just really looking forward to Tony's journey, and just seeing how he molds himself within the space. And I think, you know, just to that point that we made a bit earlier, it's really cool to see SA hip hop now more so being in a space where I think there's more authenticity, or people are more, let's put it this way, more artists are comfortable with being themselves. Because obviously there's always been authenticity, but I think we've always linked it to a handful of artists. So now to see a whole bunch, you know, obviously you're talking about Tony, Smamane, your Kindly Nashes, your The Quellers, your Baby Days, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? It's a whole lot of artists right now that are very true and authentic to themselves, which is really cool to see. So yeah, man, shout out.
You know, yeah, and just on that note that you left off, I would like to see the younger generation of Durban collab together a lot more, because I feel like there seems to be some sort of like a disparity or some sort of thing there, because I don't see
even like Tony, what
with Uzi, I don't even see Uzi with Blackie, I don't A-Reese, see, you know what I mean?
You see what I, like,
where's
there's
that
just
whole like, come on, even A-Reese putting on Blue Papi, but you from Durban. Usmaba didn't have one Quella on there. Like, I think there's something there. I don't want to speculate, but it just like Durban, like that, because the wave is there right now. Oh, and if all those guys really come together right now, bro, yo, destruction, bro, destruction, bro. So I really hope that they sort that one out. But yeah, back to the album, just to wrap it up, bro. Yeah, man, this was a very, very good introduction to the boy Tony. I think he understood the assignment, he completed it very well, top marks to the brother. There was only one little part which we discussed where we were just like, hey, which one was that? But like, for him to give us so much good work, so much substance, so much of himself throughout the project, I think we could let that slide and just appreciate like all the dope moments that were given and offered. And yeah, again, I love the fact that he's unique, he's confident in himself, in his abilities. He's not like, it doesn't feel like he's chasing mainstream hype. He's just being himself, telling his story, who he is. And it's like people are just gravitating towards that, bro, you know, just to that authenticity. So that's my thing with Tony. Like, he's just so authentic, so just to the core himself. Yeah, bro. So yeah, man, for me, brilliant project. Love to see what he has for us next, bro.
Yeah, Red October, Tony D. It is an album that is very necessary for him. I think, as I was saying earlier, I've been vouching for Tony for a very long time. During a time when many people didn't even really know who this nigga was about, you know?
Niggas was still in the classrooms. He was telling us about
I was like, hey guys, this guy, man, you know, and he's coming through.
There's this guy writing the trick paper 3 right now
as well. But you know, I think that this album is very important because it gives us context to who Tony is.
Yeah,
he's been giving us bangers and bangers for a year now, basically. But now in this body of work, we get to really understand his story on a deeper level, and the way that he's presented this story I feel that it has been done really, really well. And so I appreciate that. And I think, yeah, this is definitely one of my favorite hip-hop albums in SA for 2024. And yeah, with that being said, this is it, guys. This has been great.
Feels good to be back. Yo.
Shout out to everyone who's still listening. This has been, yeah, this was great. And yeah, my name is CZ Ray. And I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Bila Might Just and Dre's on Blaze. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.